Yet I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us on a visit to the fine town of High Wycombe, nestling in the rolling Buckinghamshire countryside. According to the town's ancient charter, there's been a market held in the High Street offering local produce which dates from the Middle Ages. So do check the sell-by dates. In 1665, John Milton moved to Chalfont St Giles, where he completed his epic poem, Paradise Lost. Milton's cottage is still there and open to the public. In 1887, after an attempt was made to take it to America, a movement was begun to save the house for the nation by public donation. Queen Victoria started the appeal with a personal gift of 5 shillings, which in today's terms makes her a tight ass. Emperor Haile Selassie lived here for a few months when he was forced into exile in 1936. He was born Lij Tafari Makonnen, and then with the title Emperor, he became Haile Selassie. And then with a house in Desborough Road, he became highly disappointed. This area has been famous amongst pilgrims for its holy wells since the Dark Ages, when TV's Time Team visited the 200-foot-deep St Mary's Wishing Well. The film crew were surprised to see it actually worked when Tony Robinson fell down it. In the last 15 years, High Wycombe's Sir William Ramsay School has produced an unusually high proportion of barristers. Starbucks and Costa Coffee say they couldn't do without them. Our own Tim Brooke Taylor lives just a stone's throw from here. Tim's is the house with all the broken windows. Who could have done such a horrible thing? Let's find out. On my left is Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. On my right, alongside Tim, it's Jan Ravens. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a round of celebrity misquotes. Now, all too often, the pronouncements of our great men and women are misquoted, such as Martin Luther King's, "I have a dream that I'm on a bus and not wearing any trousers." Or Marilyn Monroe's, "What do I wear in bed? Why, Channel 5, of course." So, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest the sort of things that famous people would never have said. Barry, you can start.
Palmer's. Was he a man from Nantucket? Oh, probably not.
Tim.
Piers Morgan. Well, that's more than enough about me.
Jan.
Joanna Lumley. Well, I haven't been to this country since I was a small child. It really is an absolute shithole.
Graham.
Michael Parkinson. This policy will take care of funeral costs, and I get a free pen just for telling you about it.
Kirsty Allstop.
Well, you simply can't afford a second bedroom, so if you really want to buy a house, you're just going to have to put little Chloe up for adoption.
Susan Kalman. It's a contract with the Royal Ballet.
Camilla Parker Bowles. You king my ass.
Melania Trump. I married him for his looks.
Jacob Rees-Mogg. Hello, treacle.
Jeremy Kyle. Whoa, too much information.
Vice President Mike Pence. We're all right behind you, Caesar. A Donald.
Diane Abbott. 9 times 6. Yes, that'll be 54, of course.
Vladimir Putin. America is a wonderful country, and I got it surprisingly cheap.
Fiona Bruce, welcome to the Antiques Roadshow. Just think of me as a Chippendale desk. Great legs, beautiful finish, but you have to open my drawers to find out if I'm genuine.
I say.
One for the dads.
Time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Listeners may be interested to learn that Colin was recently sampled by Dr. Dre. He'll get the results next week. So we'll start with you, Barry. Oh. And I'd like you to sing the words of My Old Man's a Dustman to the tune of the Julie Andrews classic, I Whistle a Happy Tune, from The King and I.
Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gorblimey trousers and he lives in a council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big hobnailed boots. He's got such a job to pull them up, he calls them daisy roots. Some folks give tips at Christmas and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the steps. Now one old man got nasty and to the council wrote, next time my old man went round, he punched him in the throat.
Thank you, Barry. It's you now, Tim, and I'd like you to sing the words of Nice Leg, Shame About the Face to the tune of I Could Have Danced All Night.
Met her on a blind date, helping out an old mate, waiting at the corner. She was all dressed in black. There was I expecting a really tasty bird. He said she was good looking. I should have doubted his word. When I saw her there, she was a real disgrace. I thought, nice legs, shame about the face.
And your turn now, Jan. I'd like you to sing the words of Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones to the tune of Wouldn't It Be Lovely from my Fair Lady.
Satisfaction, I can't get no satisfaction, 'cause I try and I try. I can't get no. When I'm driving in my car and the man comes on the radio, he's telling me more and more about some useless information.
Jan Ravens. Finally, Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of I'm a Little Teapot to the to the tune of Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind.
I'm a little teapot, falling stout. Here's my handle, here's my spout. I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over, bore me out. I'm a clever teapot, yes, it's true. Here, let me show you what I can do. I can change my handle, I can change my spout. Just tip me over and pour me out.
No one likes a smart ass, Graham. Okay, well, the next game is called Word for Word, and it's all about words. Interestingly, the Tagalog language of the Philippines has no word for sorry. It's an idea they stole from Ryanair. Teams, I'd like you to take it in turns to exchange a series of words while the opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection between any of these words. So you can start exchanging unconnected words. Tim and Jan, Barry and Graham, you'll be trying to spot a connection. So off you go, please, Tim and Jan.
Manageable.
Shopfront.
Exploratory.
Crotchet.
Smelly.
Spiralizer.
Corporate.
Underslip.
Flatulence.
Misapprehension.
Crabstick.
Gorgon.
Thank God. I mean Barry.
Crabstick Gorgon, 60s rock band, as I mean.
Really?
Yes.
What was, could you remind us of their number one hit?
Yeah, what was that number one? Carl remembers it. You are my personal crab stick. Whatever says about you being a gorgon, no, you are my personal crab stick. Come over here and play on my organ.
I remember that one, Tim.
Well, thank you, Barry. It's over to you then, Barry and Graham.
Really?
Yeah.
That was my word.
God.
It's him.
Hesitation.
Allergy.
Taxation.
Bucolic.
Pudding.
Charisma.
Raisin.
Malleable.
Goose.
What, Jan?
Well, if you goose somebody, what you're goosing has to be quite malleable.
Malleable goose. OK, I'll give it to you, Jan and Tim.
War.
Rubric.
Coax.
Widget.
Diaper.
Placket.
Graham.
There's an old blues singer, Diaper Placket.
Yes.
Yeah. What was his famous number? Remind me. What was
that?
This morning, feeling so in my head. So I went straight back to bed.
Emerging here.
Yes, it is. And it's so, yeah, yes, you correctly. Graham and Tim, over to you, Graham.
No?
Yeah. The gong reminds me that I don't really have an ending to this round. But let that be it. Thank you, teams. Thank you. Now, our next round is a favourite memory game called I Went to Market. Each player must say, I went to market and I bought, then name an item. The next player must repeat that item, then add one of their own, and so on. So, can you please start, Tim?
I went to market and bought a cabbage.
I went to market and I bought a cabbage and a cardigan.
I went to market and I bought a cabbage and a cardigan and a cucumber.
I went to market and I bought a cardigan.
What about the cabbage?
They sold out. They only had three left.
Substitute something else.
All right, I bought some sprouts, a cardigan, a cucumber, and a bicycle.
I went to market and bought some sprouts, a cardigan, a cucumber, a bicycle, and a copy of War and Peace.
I went to market and I bought some sprouts, a cucumber...
Cardigan?
No, they didn't have one my size. I bought some sprouts, a cucumber, a copy of a bicycle, some war, some peace and a cabbage. I just actually got some in by that point. And Gwyneth Paltrow.
I went to market and I bought a sprout, a bicycle...
Cucumber?
They didn't have one my size. I went to market and I bought a copy of War and Sprouts, peas, a cabbage, Gwyneth Paltrow on a bicycle, and some more sprouts for Gwyneth. She loves her sprouts.
I went to market and I bought a bicycle, war, sprouts, some more sprouts, cabbage, peas, Gwyneth Paltrow, and even more sprouts for Gwyneth, and a cork.
I sent my order to Ocado and they delivered a melon, three potatoes and an egg. Another egg, a copy of Beat magazine, Kenny Hopkins and Frozen Pizza.
And Tim is the winner. Yeah. So, frankly, because I know how much it means to him. Our next game is all about the song lyric. A powerful song lyric touches us all. Who can fail to be affected by Bob Marley's haunting lament about the experience of an unsatisfactory satellite TV signal after your wife has left you? No woman, no sky. There are quite a few song lyrics that don't make a whole lot of sense if you bother to analyse them. So, teams, I've brought a selection of such lyrics and I'd like you to finish them off in a manner more likely to make sense than the original. So, Tim, here's the first one for you. Can you finish this off for me? There were 10 in the bed and the little one said...
These NHS cuts are ridiculous.
Jan, what might be a more sensible ending to these lines? Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had a...
Completely rubbish Scrabble hand, E-I-E-I-O.
Barry, one for you to finish. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children...
She went looking for a bigger shoe. And she was misunderstood. She was in the street going, bigger shoe, bigger shoe.
Graham, what about this one? I'm the bitch you hated, filth infatuated, yeah. I'm the pain you tasted, well, intoxicated. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter, you're...
Custom is important to us, please hold the line.
Yeah, OK, so back to you, Tim. Can you complete these lines? Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I want a hut, I want a hut, I want a hut, I want a hut. I want a really, really, really want a...
Damn, I've forgotten.
Jan, how about this? He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like...
The Chancellor of the Exchequer.
All right, Barry, isn't it rich? Aren't we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair.
I miss the trampoline.
Graham, what about this one? All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga. All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Blah Blah.
And you and yours will be back at the same time.
All right, here is some for any of you to have a go at. All right, have a go at these. When you walk through the storm, hold your head up high.
and the rain will go right up your nose.
All right, another one here. My humps, 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 my lovely...
Children and Mrs. Quasimodo.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbin along. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbin. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbin along.
That David Attenborough's had a few.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme.
Washing up liquid, cheese, carrots and hobnobs.
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awful shy, and the lassies shout when I go by. Donald.
You're not buying this golf course, you fat looking bastard.
And finally, show me a motion, tra la 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 la. Come on, show me a motion, tra la 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 la. Show me a motion, tra la 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 la.
And we'd better do a blood test too.
Our next game is called Musical Conversations. The main conversation about contemporary music refers to the insidious nature of sponsorship, which was exemplified by the best-known recording of IKEA and Tina Turner, River Deep MFI. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Colin recently revealed his work in the 80s with ABC garnered several awards, including Best Kept Cinema Foyer. In this round, teams will take it in turns to sing a song in the style of a conversation. You ought to go first, Barry and Graham. And the song I'd like you to utilise in your musical conversation is On the Street Where You Live. So off you go, please.
I have often walked...
Good evening, sir.
...down the street before.
I'm sure you have, sir.
But the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
Been celebrating, have we?
All at once am I several stories high.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious, sir.
Knowing I'm on the street where you live.
Easy does it, sir.
Are there lilac trees?
What?
In the heart of town.
No, those are parking meters.
Can you hear a lark in any other part of town?
And that's a car alarm.
Does enchantment pour out of every door?
I think we've done enough pouring for one night, haven't we, sir?
No, it's just on the street where you live.
Yeah, whatever you say.
And oh, the towering feeling.
Steady, sir.
Just to know somehow you are near.
Yeah, I've got you.
The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear.
No, I'm already here, sir.
People stop and stare.
Yes, they do.
They don't bother me.
Just pull your trousers up, sir.
Well, there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be.
You're talking to a lamppost.
Let the time go by.
It's past midnight.
I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live.
Well, it's very kind of you to see me home.
Let me be on the street where you live.
Good night, officer.
Mind how you go.
Your turn now, Tim and Jan, and the song for your musical conversation is Something Stupid.
I know you stand in line until you think it is the time for taking over from me. And if we go someplace to... I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving Europe with me. Then afterwards we drop into the BBC to give a little quote or two. And then you go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like...
Golly gosh, wobbly whiff-waff, don't you know?
OK,
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of overweight songbook. Samantha says she tries to watch her weight, but can sometimes be a bit naughty at weekends when out on the town with friends. She says she might start with a portion of Greg's, move on to a mouthful of... Sorry. So I just saw my career disappear in front of my eyes. Move on to a mouthful or two of Ben and Jerry's. Before she knows it, she's munching on a cheeky drumstick of Colonel... So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest song titles likely to be popular with those of us struggling with our weight. Graham, can you start?
Plump up your volume.
Barry.
50 ways to heave your blubber.
Tim.
Life on Mars.
Jan.
I predict a diet.
Pork on the wide side.
Pie, 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 Delilah.
When the growing gets stuffed, the stuffed keep growing.
Give piece of cake.
Put your sweet crisps a little closer to the phone.
Hello, hello, who's your lardy friend?
Wherever I lay my fat, that's my home.
You can leave your fat on.
There's always dumpling there to remind me.
Peggy Sue it.
Everything I do it for stew.
Knock, knock, knocking on Evan's door.
It started with a quiche.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tie-handle refuse sack of time is fragmented by the fickle fox of fate and the bin juice of beastliness slowly saturates the slippers of serenity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience in High Wycombe, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Jan Ravens were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.